You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another edition of Black Hollywood Live. Next, I'm your host, Megan Thomas. And who are you, handsome man?
I'm handsome, thank you. Get out of here. Hey, guys, welcome back. I'm Cortez G. West to another episode of Next. We love you and we missed you.
Yes, and we have a special. Wonderful interview today with some lovely ladies who just happen to be sisters. Who are you guys?
Hi.
I'm Nadia.
I'm Felicia.
I'm Daria.
I'm Celia.
And we're the Jasmine Sisters.
Hey. See, that there's no better introduction than that. Right? We'd be like, Black Hollywood Live.
That's pretty good.
Hey, I'll say
I like
get it.
I like it.
Come on, let's try it. We are Black Hollywood Live.
Is that good, guys? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you guys are so sweet.
I'm the least secret.
Yes, we're so excited to be talking to you ladies today. Of course, many of you know these wonderful sisters have been all over the social media networks and on your TVs.
Your radio.
Singing. Yes, they're
summer,
beautiful
summer
voices.
Song.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to talk to them about some things. But first, we got a couple of fun things for you guys before we get in your business.
Okay. I know. Let's hear this song. I want to hear this for your first singles of you. We have it, Steven. Yeah. Can we play it?
Friends, but we had something special since we shared our first kiss. How could I forget it? Never felt love like this. No, no.
That is the jam. I mean, I love this song. It's so, especially being an SWV fan and hearing you ladies sing this, you did that thing. Okay.
You did that.
You did it.
You had did that.
Yes.
You had did that. I remember, yeah.
Shout out SWV.
Yes. Shout out Coco.
But yeah, when you guys were doing that song, did you guys go, okay, I hope SWV thinks like you did a really good job? Or were you guys like, whatever, we're going to kill it?
No, we were freaking out. Like,
scary. Nervous.
Yes. But wow. Coco tweeted us, and that was probably the best tweet of my whole entire life. Yeah. And she's like, these girls are it. These girls are hot. Check this song out. She tweeted the YouTube link and everything. I was like, okay, there's our stamp of approval. I am a happy person.
Right. There you go. Oh, exactly. Yeah. No one else.
Yeah.
Belong as Coco. Belong as Coco.
Lily tweeted too.
Lily too. So we're going to jump right into it. You know, I love to have fun. I like to play games. So I want to play this game with you guys.
Okay.
It's called Were They Hot or Not?
Okay. Oh, no.
So basically, you're gonna hear some fun facts about, you know, some groups, and you're gonna have to guess who they are and if they were hot or not. Okay.
All right. I'm still getting all sad. She's like, uh-oh.
All right, you ready?
We love all girl groups.
Not all. All right, I'm just kidding. The Weather Girls. I don't know about them. All right, so just kidding. All right, so the first one is this group loves to keep secrets and never knew who they could run to.
Escape.
Oh, damn.
Y'all like good.
Hard.
We love Escape.
Yes, Escape. Exactly.
Super hot.
Exactly. Do we have that picture to show of Escape? I want y'all
to see. Give me a
second,
guys.
Okay.
Second.
Were they hot? Or while we're looking for that, were they hot?
Exactly.
Hot.
Style inspiration.
Fire.
Really?
When you guys were growing up, did you guys sing any Escape songs?
Yeah, we did.
What was your go-to Escape song?
We had an old one, like, Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So how about This is the other thing I was going to say. I said two of the members of this group are now reality TV stars, and one of them seems to have a popular social media connection to Miss Piggy. Why does everybody look at me like I'm crazy when I say that?
Candy? Tony Braxton's sisters, right?
No.
No.
We're still talking about Escape, but I wanted you to name those two
Candy.
I was talking about.
Oh,
Candy.
Sorry.
Candy and...
Oh, Tiny.
Tiny, yes. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so yes, that's it. Escape the Old School. I don't know if you guys can see it. Can you see it?
Wait, what is it?
Oh, boom. Right there. There you go.
And the outfits, too.
Yes.
So here's the next one. This group made you question your friends and didn't believe that water should be chased.
TLC.
Okay. What about your friends?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Love TLC.
But see, actually, this group here, this is not TLC. Who is this?
This is the movie.
Yes.
Exactly. So were they hot or not?
I mean, we love TLC, so the movie, like, we just wanted to watch it, too, and we just love the movie, too.
I think they did a good job to represent.
Yeah,
really?
I know they revered them, too, so I know they did it with the utmost respect.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever look at these girl groups and go, you know what, these are some things that we should do, these are some things we should avoid?
Business-wise, we watched those girl groups for sure.
Really? Yes.
Definitely. But definitely, like, especially the way TLC dressed, like, that's what we love, too. We just model a lot of ourselves after life.
They look amazing in this picture, y'all.
Yes. Nobody had a condom on their eye, right?
Nah.
I know, that's right. All right, so here's the next one. This is a good one here. One of the members has a popular brand of cereal with their name in it. Blank, blank for blank puffs.
Cereal?
Oh, yes. Cocoa.
Ah! And what was the group?
SWB.
Crazy
for Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. That's that picture right there. Can look at Coco's nails.
Classic.
Oh,
I know. She started that.
Signature.
Man. Yeah.
That was the style back then or something?
Yeah.
Something?
You don't remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a guy.
I would not date a girl.
And girls now are doing it.
Yeah, Brianna's bringing it back, too. It looks good. Yeah.
Brianna. Oh, I might like it. I might like it. All right, so last one. We believe this group, the Hanson, took a known sin from this group, Bop.
Oh,
the Hansons, right? The Hanson brothers?
You're saying they took it from them?
Yes.
Is it a girl group?
Oh, yes. The Hanson brothers aren't a girl group.
No.
Oh, the Hanson brothers. Yes, in Vogue.
In Vogue, yes.
They took it?
No, in Vogue.
I never thought that. Never registered. That is crazy. Learn the new every day. The best thing from Invel: never gonna get it. 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 Never ladies, especially as sisters. So you grew up, you were singers. Did your family encourage you to be singers, or did you guys just say, you know what, this is what we want to do, and your family was like, I'm not sure.
You know what? I think it just happened naturally because our dad is a preacher growing up, so we just sang in church all the time. And my mom played the piano, and we all had to learn a piano. So it was just like a normal thing we did in the house. We'd sing, and my mom played piano.
Right.
And growing up, our dad just used us as his
opening act, I guess.
Yeah. So you had no choice.
Yeah, pretty much.
No choice. What was the song that you always had to sing in church, and you were like, oh, look at the song.
We had this one, like, Jesus is my rock.
I like that song.
Is it fast or slow? Because they have, like,
it had a little bit of, like, some to it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sing the fast version.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
But we would, like, be in the car, making up harmonies on the way. And, like, rehearsing in the car is, like, part of everyday life even now.
Yeah. Right.
And it started then, so.
Right. You got some problem rehearsing on the way here, right?
Yeah.
So I know why. Well, the makeup of the name Jasmine Sisters. Tell the people that are listening and watching right now, how do you guys come up with Jasmine Sisters? Anyone?
It was a really tough and long process. I mean, naming your group is such a big deal. And I think it all came up, and I think Nadia kind of pushed for Jasmine just because of the harmonies in our music. We like to incorporate kind of jazz, kind of chords and things like that. So we have the Z in there. And Jasmine flower is actually a flower that's represented by Asia or China that represents beauty and grace. And so we're like, why not just put it all together?
Yeah.
With our culture and our love for jazz music.
Yeah. And then tag on the sisters, because we're actually sisters. Because people still ask, are you guys really sisters? We're like, it's in our name for a reason. Yeah. But, I mean, I get it.
You think we're just like sisters. Yeah. Like, no, we're sisters.
Okay, who's, what's the order here? Who's the oldest?
We're actually all in order right now.
Oh, are you? Yeah.
But she's the baby.
I'm the baby, so we switch.
Ah, okay.
You're the oldest?
Yes.
I know.
Wow.
But what's this? Are you guys like a year apart from each other?
Because you're like a couple years. A couple years, yeah.
They got
so basically, you want to tell your age. Is that what you're trying to say?
Don't tell.
Don't tell.
Do you guys have any other siblings, or is it just you?
No, just us.
I know that would be horrible to have a sibling that would sing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They would have been like Janet. She would do her own thing, blow up too.
That's true.
Really?
Right.
Oh my God, I can see that.
Well, we actually have a picture of you, ladies.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
When you were little.
Oh, no. Oh, check out my bowl
missing
cut.
Teeth.
That's
oh my
real
God.
Cute. Yeah,
I'm how to stand up.
Pigtails all day long.
Way too many screens right now. Look behind us.
I can't tell who's who.
I can't.
We're in order.
Yeah.
We're actually sitting in order.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Do you remember those little like with our balls you wear at the end of your braids?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Daria, that bowl cut. I had a bowl cut too. Yeah.
Y'all really did some digging. I don't know how you guys found that.
Yeah. I told you we do our homework, baby. Come on.
Question: You ladies are Chinese American.
Yes.
Did you ever have people that said to you, "Well, you shouldn't be singing R&B," or when you sang, they were just like, "What? This is coming out of you guys?"
Still today, yes.
Really? Yeah.
They just don't know how to respond. So we're like, "Is the audience alive?" Sometimes because I think they're just like confused, or no, it could be that.
It's funny. Yeah, when we meet people, they're like, "Wait, you're the Jasmine Sisters?" Like, because they know our song, they heard it, and they don't make the connection.
Yeah. The cool thing about the radio, you don't see our face. When they meet us, I mean, hopefully it's a good surprise. And they're always like, "So you guys are like full Chinese?" They're like, "Yes, we're full Chinese American."
I was flabbergasted when you guys came when you guys came around that corner at that red carpet. I said, "Jasmine." So that's why I made y'all sing. See, that was my test.
Oh.
I was like, sing, and they was like, "Okay." They took my mic and everything.
Here we go.
Exactly. Always ready. That's awesome. So who were some of your musical influences growing up, Nadia?
Oh, well, Jackson 5, definitely. Okay. Family Hands bands, down. You know. A lot of girl groups, obviously.
All the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, really? TLC. For sure. But we actually grew up on a lot of Motown, you know, because our parents grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, and then I was born in Detroit. I was the only one. Uh-huh. And so we have, like, Temptations. Supremes. Just a lot of the old school, like, groups. Yeah. I mean, that's what we grew up on, you know. Mm-hmm. That's who influenced us. And
yeah, it was the only music we're allowed to listen to because, as you know, our household was strict. So, I mean, Motown is really clean. You know, KRS-One One. That was like all we got to listen to. It was either that or classical music. We're really? Like, we'll take KRS-One One Motown.
So, in high school, like, were you guys in high school all at the same time? And like, where you had to be like,
that's my little sister over there.
Keeping an eye on each other.
I was so scared. I was like a baby freshman coming in, and like this guy like jumps on my bed like, "Felicia."
It still happens. Hey, you're at this party. No, I'm not.
I'm not there. Your tone is, though.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So we played more tricks, but we didn't.
Yeah. I know, right? Were you guys overprotective of each other, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. You touch her, like,
I'm the baby, so I have, like,
we're
three
bodyguards. We're basically going out with our bodyguards, when we go out. We can't
I don't have a bodyguard, but it's okay.
No, we're still our bodyguards.
I'll pretend I was.
You better watch us.
We're the same size.
Yeah.
You were very prideful when you said, "I'm the only one from Troy." She looked at the camera. Troy.
Okay, so let's see who, because there's so many of you here. Let me direct my question, Daria. Okay.
Yes,
my twin, because you got the memo.
Okay.
Yes. So, whose idea was it for you to become a group instead of just singing in church? Whose idea was it to go, "Let's do it for real"?
Yes.
I mean, growing up in church, everyone always used to come up to us and was like, "Are you guys a real group? Or like, have you ever thought of pursuing this for real?"
Right.
And then one day. Felicia, she's kind of like our social butterfly.
Okay.
And she just started posting us online, and we started, you know, doing just YouTube videos. And then soon after that, I mean, it just started becoming like, okay, maybe we should really be a group. And then we were on MTV's Top Pop Group, and that was like our first, you know, real, like, okay, we're doing this for real, like, to the public, and we're establishing ourselves as the Jasmine Sisters, like, on TV and stuff like that. So,
but speaking of Top Pop, like, you were on that show, you were on America's Got Talent, and what was the other one? Star Tomorrow?
Yes. Wow. Oh my gosh, you go away. Dang it.
So, like, which one was the toughest? Like, which one was, like, you were, like, scared in your boots?
Well, MTV's Top Pop, it was the biggest exposure because it's MTV, you know, like, we weren't allowed to watch MTV, and now we're on MTV, like,
really strange.
And then it was just, like,
it was really grueling because it was like every week a new song, a new performance.
Every day, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they change a song on you, so you have to learn a song in like a day or like, like
and
not
they act
sleep.
Like you chose it, but you didn't. And then you got to figure it out, and there's all these other groups, and there's so much going on, and we had to figure out outfits, and we dressed ourselves on that show a little bit too. Yeah. It's like, it was just a lot, but it was a really good learning experience because it's going to be fast paced like that. Right. So you have to just suck it up and just act like you're ready to go and just perform like with a million cameras. Like it's the first time dealing with that, you know? So
and people voting for you, like, do they like us? Okay.
Yeah. And then getting critiqued like to your face.
I know.
It was tough.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure you were a little flat in the beginning. Just
I know.
And you're just on camera like, okay, thank you.
But I learned it an hour ago. I'm sorry. You know, like.
Like so much props to all the people that are on The Voice, American Idol.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We know
it is.
How hard it is. So
reality is
make sure you look at this
easy.
Camera and look there and look there. You're like, I'm trying to remember my note and my steps.
And then the crowd's cheering. You're wearing inner ears. It's like a whole big thing.
Well, here's my thing. You guys, parents were very strict on you, and you just said you were not allowed to watch MTV. Like, how is it now with your parents seeing you and your music and stuff? Are they more supportive, or are they like, that's the devil?
No, they're chilling now. My dad listens to Power 106. Like, what's
kind of scary? I'm like. Like,
don't listen to that. Yeah. Don't watch that. What are you watching now?
Yeah, so we're actually trying to shelter them right now.
Wow.
I know.
We're like flipped for some reason.
Yeah.
But
I think
but they're just so happy that we're doing it together. And I think that's really important for them. It's family's always been number one for them. And so the fact that we're able to stay together, they're really happy about that.
Right.
And we know we try to be good role models. We don't try to be too racy in any of our lyrics and anything
keep
that we
clean.
Do.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to, like, kind of do what we didn't have growing up. You know, we want to have music that we can listen to with our parents.
Right.
You know, this is kind of like our goal. So.
That isn't cheesy and it's still good music and it's clean at the same time, which is a challenge, but you know,
it's a challenge.
Do you guys have a lot of say so in everything you do? I mean, you have a great team. Binky is amazing.
Shout out to Binky.
Our whole EP 90s Baby was a concept we came up with.
Right.
We came up with the samples. We chose the samples. We chose the writers. Yep. We were in there with the producer, like literally playing the chords for the beat. Yeah, like,
so we should play the chords.
It's just
on,
like, we're
you.
Really, really involved in our music because we've been waiting so long for the moment for us to debut. Mm-hmm. We just had so many ideas.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were blessed to have the opportunity to do a project that was everything that we wanted.
Right, And so you were talking about producers. You guys have teamed up with Grammy-nominated producers, Mitty Mosca.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Yes. How has their producing style influenced your sound?
Well, they started with, you know, we like them because they did from 50 Cent to Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a wide range of music, and that's kind of what we like. Hip-hop and pop music mixed together.
Yeah.
Because we call ourselves urban pop. Yeah. So that was just, we felt like it was a perfect fit. So it really matched because they understood our sound and what we wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, speaking of your sound, I actually want to hear you guys sing.
Yes.
Well, I've heard you sing before. Take that all the way to the East Coast before. But I want the listeners and the viewers to listen to you guys' harmony, and like, those of you who are listening, just close your eyes and just listen.
Because
before the show started, guys, they had to do a little, you know, sound check. I got up and ran. That's how
good. You should have threw your shoe like in church.
My hat. I did the pedal bell. I really did. I threw my shoes off.
Can you guys
do that for us? Can you kick us a little something? Okay.
I know, right? Oh my goodness. You ladies are amazing. Is there ever a time where you're like, oh, that wasn't the right note? You look at each other?
Yeah, but we try to hide it as best we can.
Yes, that's like a singer thing.
We do it like without looking at each other.
Yeah, yeah, like sister, ESP. Like,
that's that connection.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. After we'll be like, you were off, I know.
You don't want to be there for those moments.
I know, no, you don't.
And you guys just released the 90s Baby Japan edition.
Yes, come on,
I know you would be a little bit nervous about how they're going to react to it, right?
Yeah, and we just loved, we were able to add, you know, some more tracks on it, so that was fun too. It's just more music out there.
And
so.
It's in what language?
It's still in English.
It's still in English.
What makes it Japanese version?
Yeah, because it's only released out there.
Yeah. So you can
with Manhattan Records in Tokyo. Okay. In the record store, like, they have the CDs and the posters and, like, so
there's a lot of bonus tracks on it.
Yeah. So they're actually trying to get it, but they couldn't. Weren't able to get onto American iTunes. That's why they decided to do a label or like a record over there, and then they were able to download.
So do you all speak another language?
We speak.
You speak some a little bit of Chinese.
A little bit.
Pretty rusty. Yeah. I wish I spoke Japanese, but I don't.
So do you sing in another language?
No.
We could if we learned it,
but...
We're pretty American.
Yeah. We're pretty like Cali girls.
We're like born in Long Beach.
I know. We definitely can, if someone trained us, we could do it.
Yeah, of course.
Our parents speak to us in Chinese, and we answer in English. That's how
we That's so funny. I'm the same. My mother is Korean, and so same thing. Like, she'll say things in Korean, and I always answer in English, and but I'm not good in Korean, so I blame her. I'm useless.
No, it's her fault.
No, it's my fault. I know. I like to blame her, though.
You grow up in America, it's like you go to school, everyone speaks English.
I know, it's
so
hard.
What do you going to do?
She's my Kamora Lee Simmons.
So you ladies just celebrated your 1 year anniversary of 90s Baby.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Crazy. Oh, surreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It feels like it's been like 3 to 5 years.
Longer than a year. Yeah. We did so much this year.
Yeah, in 1 year, it felt like so much happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our first song we ever released, our first music video ever.
First EP, everything.
Yeah, so everything just happened really fast. And I mean, for the next song, we're trying to slow it down and not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Be prepared.
So that's what you would take for the next song.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, we put out the EP just to let people know we exist.
Right.
It was just like a feeler. We didn't know it was gonna hit like that, hit the radio, and just every blog on earth, like, what's happening? And like, our Twitter feed was going ham, and we didn't know what to do. We didn't know it was gonna be like that, so it was a pleasant surprise. But we were like chasing after it, so for our next project, we want to be ready for that.
Right. I know, we had like no followers before.
And some people are confused. They're like, oh,
how are they?
The song's on the radio, but.
Yeah,
now we like caught up. So now we're ready to go. We've been recording like crazy. You know, we're just trying to really get everything together.
Any artists you're working with, features, like, who can we look out
possibly.
For?
Possibly.
In the works.
Other than Cortez and Megan. Like,
it's a secret.
It's under wraps.
It's under wraps?
Yes.
But what can we expect from the next project?
Yeah.
Well, what we want to do is still take the same sound, but it be a step away from the samples and really hone into what our sound really is. So we're really excited about that. More writing and just experimenting. So we're really excited.
Who's the rapper?
I mean, I don't
know. All pajama rappers.
I know.
Really?
Once someone asked, they're like, oh, are you guys like a rap group? We're like, cool, we look like a rap group. Hey, I'll take it. I mean,
sure, it's
Belly Fresh, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Da-da-da-da.
So that's what's up. So I'm glad that you guys came by. I was wondering if you guys were. I feel like a little fan, like a little kid.
I know, right?
Oh, we also love
this.
This
is the best interview.
Yeah.
Really? Y'all heard that, right? Camera over here.
Yes.
Y'all heard that, right? Say it again, Nadia.
Best interview.
Say it again.
The best interview.
Boom.
Thank you.
Do you guys, you know what? You ladies seem like you have so much in common. You have so much fun together. Do you ever fight?
Yeah, we're sisters.
I'm gonna say,
it's not real.
You can ask her for the real deal.
Yeah.
So I mean, y'all not gonna break up to that.
You're related.
You're bound by blood. So
I think
it's
in the dictionary it says sisters. You're supposed to fight. Like,
yeah.
It keeps it real. It keeps everyone.
But you
real.
Get over it. Like, we don't hold grudges. It lasts for like 2 seconds, and the next day it's
open.
Like,
we don't hide anything from each other. You know.
Yeah. That's good.
That's why we do fight.
But we try to like have sister days, like without talking about business, because you know.
It's important.
Work a lot together, and we hang out together, so it could be a lot at times. So yeah, we have days to like just go to Disneyland or the beach and just chill.
And our next day is Thanksgiving, so we're gonna really not talk about Jasmine.
Be a family
and eat.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, like, do you, are you guys gonna have like regular turkey and ham and
seafood too? Our Thanksgiving's so bomb. Yeah, it's like seafood and turkey.
Oh, yeah,
come on down.
I'll bring something.
Okay. Pumpkin pie.
What about dating though? Are you guys critical of each other's significant others?
Oh yeah.
Like definitely. Yeah, critical. Sometimes you don't even want to ask like what they think. But they also, I mean, for us it's like they always have to be, it's like you're dating one, you're dating all four. Like sorry, that's just how it is.
Yeah, you just gotta get along with all of us.
Yes, you do.
Sorry.
Wow. Well, I know where to find you guys. I keep always pointing me out because I'm such a fan. But I know you can find them on social media as the Jasmine Sisters. Or just Jasmine Sisters, I'm sorry. But I want you to also follow them individually. So tell us.
Oh, never done that before.
Yeah. Nice. Uh-huh.
You can follow Celia at Miss Celia Baby. Miss C-E-L-A Baby.
You follow me, Daria, at Dada Daria, and that's Daria with three A's.
Daria.
It took them all.
And mine's Felly Fresh, so F-E-L-I Fresh.
Love it.
And mine's Nadia by Nature.
Dope.
Not because I hate you.
Wow.
I love that.
Nadia by Nature. Hey. And you can find me on all social media as Cortez G. West. Make sure you also follow us on BHL Online. We're pretty new at that, but still, you can follow us. We love, actually, we don't like to say followers. We like to say supporters.
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay. We don't believe in fans. We believe in supporters, okay?
Yes. And you can find me, Megan Thomas, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Meg Scoop, like scoop of ice cream. And before we get out of here, ladies, we just need you to do one more harmony.
Okay.
Do you want us to do
Can Nobody
Single?
Yeah.
Ready? Can nobody do it like you? You.
Hey.
Can't nobody do it like you. You. Can't nobody do it like you.
Yeah.
Can't nobody do it like you.
Hey.
And that's it for BHL Next. We'll see you next time. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.